The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Joining us right now, John Lott. He's the president of Crime Prevention Research Center. He is also the author of The War on Guns. John, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, another sad day in America. We have a school shooting. And one of the conversations we've been having here on the air is the reaction to this. But one of the reactions we hear is, wait a minute, 20 years ago, kids went to school. They had the maybe 30 years ago had the rifle on the gun rack in the back of the pickup truck. Never had this. How come we're starting to see this? What's going on in our society now? What do you think is going on that this is now just becoming something that isn't shocking anymore?
Well, I mean, I guess I've been very frustrated by this whole debate because what seems obvious to me, in order to try to solve this, seems quite divergent from what so many people on CNN and the rest of the media seem to talk about all the time. You had politicians coming out yesterday calling for more gun control laws, and it's just hard for me to wrap my head around that. They talk about background checks on private transfers, and I wonder to myself, what does that possibly have to do with stopping this? Because if those laws had been in effect, it wouldn't have stopped the attack yesterday. It appears it wouldn't have stopped any of the mass public shootings during this entire century so far. And to me, getting on your point exactly, and that is, you know, we have these gun-free zones. All the mass public shootings that you can point to in Florida, the Orlando nightclub shooting, the airport shooting, the Orlando business shooting, the RV business that they had, the Hialeah, Florida restaurant, all those were places where permanent concealed handguns were banned, where general citizens weren't allowed to go and defend themselves in those places. You know, nationally, since 1950, over 98% of the mass public shootings have taken place where people can't have guns. I mean, so you give an example where people used to be able to have guns around there. Now we have all these places where guns are completely banned for civilians. General citizens can't defend themselves. And, you know, we have all these statements from these killers where they've explained why they picked the targets that they have. And time after time, they explain that they go to a place where they know people can't protect themselves because it's easier for them to go and do the attack. Why make it easier for them to do the attack?
John, you know, as you talked about this and you mentioned sort of all of the reactions to this often address issues that don't actually surround the real conditions that led up to the shootings that we're talking about. And I wonder what you think of their arguments. The gun control advocates who do this, are they doing it in good faith because they genuinely believe that this is a correction for society that'll work, or are they being duplicitous political opportunists?
You know, I hate to get into people's minds on this stuff. All I can say is if the number one proposal that you keep putting forward after each of these mass public shootings is background checks on private transfers, and you can't point to one of the mass public shootings that you're talking about or other ones, as I say, you know, since at least 2000 that would have been stopped as a result of this, you would think people would just question it themselves, but yet they don't seem to bat an eye. You know, this is the number one solution that they bring up every single time after one of these attacks occur. And you just think, okay, point to one of these cases, even if it's not this one, that it would have been stopped by having this law on the books.
John, yeah, you know, one of the reactions to this from Democrats, including Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut yesterday, is that this only happens in the United States. And he also said it's, quote, as a consequence of our inaction on gun violence. We often hear Democrats and gun control advocates specifically say this is a uniquely U.S. problem, doesn't happen in other countries. What do you make of that?
Well, Well, I think that is just a lie. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. If you, in 1 year, in 2015, France, a country one-fifth the size of the United States, had more casualties from mass public shooting than the United States had during the entire Obama presidency. You know, you go and you look at the rate of mass public shootings around the world. The United States is about equal to our share of the world population in terms of mass public shootings, either the rate or the casualty rates from these attacks. You know, there are lots of parts of the world like Africa and South America and some other places where their rate of deaths or casualties from mass public shootings is much, much higher than ours. It's just, you just had an attack, a couple big attacks in Africa over the last 5 or 6 months, one in which 309 people were killed, another one in which 140 people were killed. You know, you have these attacks at churches and other places. But, you know, you look at Europe, too. I mean, they've had bigger casualty events from mass public shootings than we've had, even bigger than the Las Vegas one. The Norway killer, he killed over 60 people by himself. You have the November 2015 attack in Paris, where you had like 130 people were killed and about 500 and some wounded in the attacks there. You know, so it's, and that's not even counting, you know, you want to talk about big school shootings? Go look at Russia, you know. I mean, they had one school shooting with over 500 people were killed. And so, and that doesn't even take into account bombings and vehicle attacks. You know, the rest of the world has much higher rate of vehicle terrorist attacks than we've had. Bombing deaths, the United States is near the bottom of the countries in terms of deaths from bombing attacks. You look at someplace like Russia. Russia has 2.5 times the casualty rate per capita from bombing attacks than we have from mass public shootings.
John, I find all these numbers fascinating, as I'm sure our listeners do too. And these numbers would come in handy when debating this issue with people who are, you know, obviously think the solution is to wrest guns away from all of us. Is there some place where people can find all these numbers that you're quoting?
Yeah, sure. We have them on our website at crimeresearch.org. If you go down the column on the left, we have a list of different topics. You know, if you click on international comparisons, you'll find all these types of international comparisons. You know, my book, The War on Guns, also has a detailed discussion about those things. But, you know, they can get that for free from our website.
Fantastic. John, thank you so much. And one of these days we're going to talk to you. And it's not going to be the day after one of these tragic shootings. Yeah. Thank you so much, though.
Nice.
We really appreciate you joining us. It's 7:15 on WMAL.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.